All right, here we go. Episode 427 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome back, my friends. Alex Pardo here. If you are joining me for the first time, guys, I am releasing this podcast on my 40th birthday. So if you're listening to this on Thursday, July 2nd, happy birthday to me. Send me a birthday shout out on Facebook or Instagram. I am actually in Key West right now with my family. We're staying at Margaritaville, kicking back, having a good time. You only turn 40 once, and as they say, 40 is the new 30. So I feel good, and I'm just blessed. Another year, another opportunity. And so, I want to kind of start the show by thanking you, because we just crossed over the 4-year anniversary here on the Flip Empire Show less than a month ago. So I launched this show June of 2016. And here we are, July 2nd of 2020. And it's been an incredible ride, incredible journey. I've had the ability and the good fortune to just connect with so many of you who have reached out that listen and subscribe to the show. So I'm eternally grateful for you. And without further ado, I want to hop into what I want to share with you today here on my 40th birthday. One of the things I continue to do each and every year, and the older I get, the more often I find myself doing this, is just reflecting. You know, I heard years ago from a mentor of mine, success leaves clues. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Be authentic, be yourself, but don't reinvent the wheel. You know, just take a clue. Take the tracings of success and apply it to your life and make it your own. And I was on if you guys heard the last masterclass, which was a Facebook Live I did about a month or so ago with two really good friends of mine, Armando Cruz and Juan Carlos Bernal. These guys are, you know, they're entrepreneurs in different spaces. They're coaches, speakers, they're authors. And we have been masterminding every single Wednesday for, I don't even know how long now, 3-4 years, whatever it's been, 5 years. And we had a call recently, and one of them was, there's three things that came out of that call that obviously I'm not going to get into the specifics or the details, but I want to kind of, there was three topics I pulled out of that call. And I said, you know, this is really interesting. I want to share this with you. I want to share this with the Flip Empire audience. And we were talking about it. And, you know, I asked myself, do you find yourself sabotaging your success by constantly moving the goalpost? What I mean by moving the goalpost is, do you set a goal, and then as you're on your way to achieving it, inevitably, there's going to be some adversity. Inevitably, there's going to be some hiccups, challenges, and some, you know, speed bumps, as they say. Stop at that, or do you completely alter and change course when that adversity strikes? If you are, you're likely making a critical mistake on your road to success. And what I mean is, you know, imagine, take a farmer, okay? Imagine planting a seed, watering that seed for a couple of seconds, and then moving it somewhere else. Like, that thing's never going to sprout. It's never going to like break through the soil, and it's never going to grow into this like massive tree or plant that it was intended to become. And I find a lot of people, you know, I've been able to coach and mentor a lot of people throughout the years. And this is very, very common. And I don't know how much I've spoken about it here on the show, is, are you moving the goalpost? Are you spending enough time, you know, watering that seed? And if you are, that could be the 2-millimeter shift that you need to make in order to achieve the results you want. So that's the first, and that's the first thing I want to cover here is, are you moving the goalposts, and are you sabotaging your own success? And maybe you don't even realize it. Maybe this is something you're just accustomed to doing, and it's part of it can be the shiny object syndrome. you know, not having clarity on what you want. Just yesterday, I was being interviewed on two different podcasts, and you know, we went pretty deep into what a lack of clarity and focus, how that can sabotage your success. And these are a couple of things that are just so common, so prevalent in the entrepreneur space, or people that want to become entrepreneurs or real estate investors, and people that desire to make more money and have a better life. We talk about this within our Ascend Mastermind and coaching community all the time. Is, you know, are you spending enough time watering that seed? Are you constantly just, is it a moving target? If it's a moving target, you're going to struggle. You're going to have a hard time. So I ask you to really consider that and ask yourself, hey, am I falling victim to this? You know, am I just constantly moving the target? If so, you know, you're not going to gain traction. You're just not. Imagine starting a game, and then let's say you're playing football, before you cross the end zone, you're like, you know what? I don't want to play football anymore. Let's play baseball. And then you bounce over to a baseball field. And that just came to mind, but imagine just not playing the game all out. Now, don't get me wrong. There's something to be said for knowing when you have to cut your losses. But you got to ask yourself before you get to that point. Number one, have I remained consistent? Number two, do I have clarity? Do I have focus? Do I have a clear objective? Do I know what my desired outcome and result is? And have I spent enough time working the game plan, right? Like, you know, I think of marketing channels, and you think of every marketing channel real estate investors use under the sun, from something as old school as banded signs and direct mail to like the latest and greatest way to get deals, whether it's through social media, it's ringless voicemails or text message marketing or cold calling or any number of things. Guys, the fact of the matter is it all works. It all works. The question is, do you work and are you consistent? That's what you really need to consider and ask yourself. Number two that came out of this recent mastermind call I was a part of is, do you go back and watch the game tape? So I just used a sports analogy. I love football, basketball, and MMA. Those are the three sports I follow the most. And it's ironic because I grew up my entire life playing baseball, played 1 year of college baseball, and now you couldn't pay me to sit through an inning, half an inning of baseball. That's neither here nor there, though. But, you know, I think about quarterbacks. Quarterbacks spend a lot of time during the week in the film room, watching the game tape, watching their opponent, what they do, what does the defense normally do? They go back and watch their own tape. Hey, what could I have done better? Did I go through my reads? Did I miss a receiver here? You know, they spend as much time in the film room as they do on the practice field. And that's when games are won or lost. Yes, you got to put in your time on the practice field. On the practice field. And yes, you as a real estate investor, entrepreneur, you have to get out there and you have to fail forward and you have to actually implement and take action what you're listening to on the Flip Empire show and what you consume on other shows or books you read, people you talk to. You got to apply it. That's how you're going to learn. But do you actually go back and watch the game tape like a quarterback would? Right? Preparing on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, do a walkthrough, Sunday, they're ready for the game. Are you watching the game tape? Here's what I mean by that. So on this call we were on, one of us was going through a particular challenge. And it was interesting because when we were on that call, the previous weeks they were going through the challenge. And then this last, just a couple days ago or whenever it was this week, things were completely different. It was like a 180 shift. And whenever we're going through adversity or whenever we're going through a challenge, there's usually something. Sometimes it's a light switch. Sometimes it instantly happens. But more times than not, it's kind of like it's kind of like a slope, a downward slope, and you feel yourself going there. And there's many reasons this can happen. But I went back and I asked him, I said, rewind the clock right before you started to go through this particular challenge. Was there something that you could have or would do different moving forward? Like, knowing what you know now about the situation, is there something you could have done to prevent that? And the whole concept of, do you watch the game tape, really? Because we got into a deep conversation about it and a deep discussion. Like, you know, you think of COVID, right? COVID hit several months ago. Maybe you're listening to this at some point in the distant future and COVID would have been a thing of the past. But go back to around March 1st, right? Let's go back even further, January 1st, 2020. If you would have known that 3.5 months later, COVID was going to hit, what would you have done different? Would you do anything different? Now, of course, nobody's got a crystal ball. We don't know if there's another pandemic around the corner. We don't know, you know, if the stock market's going to crash and that's going to have a ripple effect on the financial markets and the real estate market. Like, I'm not asking you to be Nostradamus here. Hear me loud and clear. What I'm asking you to do is go back and analyze whenever you've gone through a period of success or failure. Would you have done the same thing? Would you have done anything different? Actions leading up to that moment and ask yourself, hey, what did I learn from this? What could I have done better than I can apply in the future? So just the concept of, do you go back and watch the game tape, I think is can be really, really important for you. And then the last thing, let me mute my phone here. Last thing is monitoring your language patterns. You know, I've noticed that successful people typically, generally speaking, highly value personal development. I don't want to say 100% of successful people I know value personal development, but it's pretty damn close. 99%, 99.5% of people I know really value personal development, and they spend time investing in themselves. And for some, that could be reading books. For others, that could be constantly attending and being a part of high-level groups like masterminds, like Ascends. For others, it could be just constantly networking and getting out there or speaking. There's a variety of ways, obviously, to invest in yourself and to grow. But I've noticed successful people are constantly monitoring their language patterns. What are the stories they tell themselves? What are the words they use? And so check this out. On this mastermind call, again, it was a great one. And I pulled these three things out of it that I'm now talking to you about here on the podcast. And one of my buddies here on this call was speaking about something going on, and he said his exact words were, "It forced me to," quote unquote, "it forced me to," right? And then he immediately corrected himself and he said, "Let me back up. It didn't force me. It encouraged me." And it kind of resonated with me, right? Because I find myself doing the same things. Like, you know, I have two little girls, and I'm constantly telling them whenever I hear the word can't, I tell them can't is a bad word in this house. It's a curse word in my household. They cannot use the word can't. They use the words, how can I? They have to replace it. So my five-year-old the other day, she's like, Papi, but I can't. And then she like paused. And then she went like, I really wanted her to take it a step further and say, well, how can I? And she didn't get there. We're working on it. But just the fact that she was aware of her language patterns, because she said, I can't. And then she saw me and then she just paused and she stopped talking. She knew she said something she shouldn't have. And I'm really trying to ingrain in her that anything is possible. Yes, you can. You just have to think about it a little bit differently. And I realize she's 5 years old. So, you know, she's still developing and growing and learning. And there's so much that she doesn't know. But I just want to introduce the fact that the words we tell, I want to introduce to her, and I want to express to you how important the words we use are to our own psyche, our mindset, our conscious and our subconscious mind. So I encourage you to really monitor your language patterns. What are the empowering words that you use? What are the disempowering words you used? And that one just stood out at me because he was talking and he was just like, yeah, it forced me to. And then he stopped and he's like, let me backtrack. It encouraged me to. Now, it forced me to. It's like like you're a victim. Like, hey, I had no choice. I had to do this. It forced me to. It encouraged me is so much more empowering. And that's just a small example, right? There could be any number of thousands of words or examples we use. But those are the three things. I just want to recap them for you. Are you moving the goalpost and sabotaging your success? Do you go back and watch the game film? Do you go back and watch the game tape and ask yourself, what would I have done different? What was the learning lesson? What did I learn? Again, those types of things. And then last but not least is monitoring your language patterns, all right? Those are things that I think small little shifts and tweaks that can have a massive impact on your success in anything you're striving and aiming for. So my friends, really, really appreciate you. I'm super, super excited. In a couple of weeks, I'll be in Cancun for our annual holiday mastermind to support charity. So just awesome group that I'll be there with. And then a couple of weeks after that, we have our Ascend Mastermind retreat in Miami. So super pumped about that. We are renting a 45-foot boat midweek and taking both our groups out there. So if you guys have any interest or are intrigued, want to connect about Ascend, just head over to ascendyoursuccess.com and then we'll schedule a time to talk. So really appreciate you. Have an awesome day. Take care, my friends. This show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.